depressed. All right, let's all stand and let's do the Shema. Praise the Lord. Oops. And I think by this time you guys have memorized this, right? Right? Okay. Next time, no more overhead. Ready? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. All right. Next one is Hatov V'Hametiv. Ready? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Hatov V'Hametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. You may be seated. Okay. And we are going to sing. This is from Psalm 34, 9. And let's see, verse 2 also and verse 4. Okay, why is the 9 there first? Anyway, so it says, Ta'amu ure'u kitov Adonai. Ta'amu is an imperative saying taste. Ure'u is an imperative meaning see. Ki is because. Tov is good. Adonai is Lord. So this is taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34. All right. So let me.
The band of the
right. So that's it. The lady, the voice that you're hearing, her name is Shai. She is popular in Israel. She was actually in one of the show one time, and she sang. And her dad is a rabbi, a messianic rabbi.
Wow.
Okay. And after she sang, she had told the crowd on TV that her dad is a messianic rabbi and that she is a believer of Yeshua. And she said, Asma. Asma means, so what? So what would, if she is a messianic, a believer? What if she is a believer in Yeshua? Now, that same day, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whatever, Instagram, all of her fans said, Asma.
Oh my
God. Asma. Supporting her, saying, so what? She is a messianic, you know, Jewish girl.
Mm-hmm.
I met her at the
KA.
Last year.
Yeah,
they were there. Anyway, so let's take a look at a little bit about this. Okay, so ta'amuri, taste and see that the Lord is good. Abarka, you see the baraka, you know, same root as in baruch. Okay, and yebarekecha, you know, the Lord bless you. Okay. Here, it is a first person, abarka means I will bless. Who? Remember the word, the et? The direct, definite, direct object marker? Who's the one that I am going to bless? Et? The Lord. Bechol, be here is preposition ba, in, call is all, et is time. So I will bless the Lord at all times. Tamid means always. Tahilato is his praise. Befi, be is in, fi is mouth. Okay, so here it is always his praise in my mouth. And that is in Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Okay, gadlu. Gadlu is another imperative like ta'amu or ore'u. Or hallelu. Remember, hallelu, it is an imperative.
Yeah.
You guys, hallelu who? Yeah. Hallelu who? Et Adonai. Hallelu et Adonai. Hallelu. Yeah. Gadlu is from gadol. Gadol is big. So here, it is an imperative. So it means, you guys, magnify. Gadlu, magnify. Ladonai. The love there is actually the preposition to, okay? Magnify to the Lord, iti means with me. Uneromema, that's a big mouthful. Uneromema, from the word room, which means to extol, okay? Magnify the Lord with me and let us extol Shmo, Shem, and all, that is his name. Okay, so magnify the Lord with me and let us extol his name, Yachdav, together. Very good, together, Yachdav. You see the word Echad there? Yachdav, the Achad. Sama Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. One, Yachdav is together in unity, in one. Okay, beautiful. All right, I wanted to share this with you, but anyway, I will do, because I want you guys to be blessed. Last Sunday, Pastor Ray had shared this passage in Matthew. Remember who were there? Matthew 9, we were in Matthew 9. This is about the woman who was bleeding. It says, okay, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Where did she get that thought? Where did she get that thinking? If I only may touch, okay, his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made well from that hour. Okay. When we look at this from a Jewish lens, we will have to gather the Old Testament. Okay? Number one, hem of his garment. Okay?
The talit.
Okay? Now, for the longest time, whenever I read this passage, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, the hem of his garment, you know, the very bottom of his robe. Okay, that's very Catholic-y, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jesus is supposed to be wearing a talit. Okay, that is a talit. Now let's talk about the hem of his garment. Okay, first of all, Jesus was a very good Jew. Okay, in the Old Testament, the Lord said what? Okay, he must have worn the talit this way, okay? Just like a good Jew. In Numbers, the Lord said, "Speak to the children of Israel. Tell them to make tassels on the corner of their garments throughout their generations and to put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners. And you shall have the tassel that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them." Jesus, being a very good Jewish boy, he did this. He was wearing this. Okay, let's go back to this woman. "And behold, a woman which was deceased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment." That's the hem of his garment. It's the tassels, okay? So this should be looking like this, right? Not the one that I showed, the picture that I showed you first. That's Jesus' tassel right there. So let's see here. That's an example of a talit. Okay, and talit is spelled like this, and tzitzit is spelled like this. Tzitzit. Sadi, yod, tav. And by the way, it's Numbers 15, 38 is the passage about the tassels. All right. So, now, where did she get that faith that if only she can touch the hem of Jesus' talit, okay, she will be made whole? Now, in Malachi 4:2, it says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healings in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture." Okay. Here we go. This is how the English or the commentary translated this passage. Wings, okay? With healings in his wings. In Hebrew, the wings is called kanafayim, right here, okay? Umarpe bich napeha. See the word kanaf right there? It's also the name of a talit. It's what we call that shawl. It's a kanaf. Okay? Now, in English, it was translated literally wings, because kanaf is also a bird's wing. In English, they just said, "with healings in his wings." Now, every Christmas time, we sing this song. "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Okay, let's see third verse. "Hail the heaven-born, peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." When we sing that, we just sing it like that. We do not have any idea that this is that same passage that that woman in Matthew 9 was talking about. She believed that when the Messiah comes, that he will, that in the hem of his garment will be healing. That's why she wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Okay? So here we go. Here's what we sing every Christmas. "Risen with healing in his wings." All right. That's what she wanted. Now, exactly. So now I think what happened? There you go. The talit. Let's take a look at the talit. Here we go.
The Mishnaic spelling of tzitzit is this, and because we have the gematria or the numeric value, okay, of each letter, we have the tzadi is 90, the yod is 10, another tzadi, another yod is 10, and the tav is 400, so this is 6 equals 600, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the tassel itself, okay, has 5 knots right here. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5. And at the very end, it has 8 tassels right here. So 600 plus 5 plus 8 is 613. How many commandments are there? 613. But, you know, the Christian world, we say, oh, there's only 10 commandments. Yeah, there's 10 commandments. If you want to look at it, yeah. Because if you add 6 plus 1 plus 3 is?
10.
10. So there's everything for everybody. For the Christians, it's 10. For them, it's 613. But anyway, so that's the story of that woman with 12 years of blood issue. It's her faith. Remember, faith comes what? How do you have faith? Comes?
By hearing.
Okay, she heard it. Okay? She probably read it too at that time. Or heard it from the rabbi, or heard it from the synagogue. Because, you know, at the synagogue, they read the Bible. They read the Tanakh. So I thought I wanted to share that with you.
Doesn't kanaf also mean like corners? Like the corners of his garment? Kanaf means corners as
yes.
well, right?
Kanaf actually means edge.
Like the edge or the...
Edge or extremities. And...
Well, that's where the tzitzit are on the corner.
On the corners.
They're on the corners. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Oh, I don't have it. Okay. It's from my other... probably in my other computer. But anyway, so let's... have someone open us up in prayer. Jen, would you open us up in prayer?
How about we just thank you for this time we can get together to learn about your word and to see the insights that you you have in there that are so evident if you know Hebrew. And we just continue to ask that you will teach us and
yes.
all about you. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, what did we learn last week? Do you remember? We learned the independent personal pronouns. Okay, first person, common, singular, is what? Ani or Anokhi? Anokhi. So here's what we're going to do. The first, okay, the subject. Subject is first, I, common, singular. So this is, from now on, this is, what are we going to call it? First common singular, ani. Okay, now next one, see here, yes, can you read?
Ata.
What is ata? What's the subject?
You.
Second person. Masculine.
Singular.
Two MS. Next is what? At is second.
Feminine,
second person, feminine, singular. 2FS. Next is third person. Subject is third person. Masculine, singular. 3MS. Next is third person, feminine, singular. Okay, now we go to plural. What is we? In Hebrew? Anachnu. Okay, this is first person, common, plural. 1CP. Next is what? Second person, plural?
You
is what in Hebrew? Atem. Second person, masculine, plural. Next is? Aten or Atena, second person, feminine, plural. Okay, next one. Third person, masculine, plural is what?
Hem.
Or is there a hema there? Hema, yes, Hema.
And the last one, third, feminine, third person, feminine.
Plural.
So this is going to be very easy. It is going to be easier. One CS, two MS, two FS, three MS, three FS. One CP, two MP, two FP, three MP, three FP.
When you're referring to this independent personal pronouns. Okay? All right, so he is what?
Who.
And she is?
He.
And me is?
Ooh.
And dog is fish. Okay, so we are going to do a new lesson. Okay, pronominal suffixes. Here we go. So now we talk about the independent personal pronouns. And the key here to memorizing the ending, okay? The ending, because when you know the independent personal pronouns, it's going to be easy for you to learn the pronominal suffixes. What's a pronominal suffixes? Okay. We go back to the horse. Okay, this is first person, I. First person, common, singular. Talking to
Ani.
Okay, so that's Ani. However, now we are going to show possession here. So there is that horse, and that person is saying, my horse. So how do we say my horse in Hebrew? Susi. Very good. So we are going to apply the E ending of ani, add it to that noun that you're trying to possess, okay? Susi, it means what?
My horse.
First common singular, one CS. Okay, this is my horse or horse of me. All right, so here we see, can we read this?
Keshet.
Now remember, it is segel-segel. When we do segel-segel, we pronounce it, or we say it, keshet, sefer, melek, deret, because it has the two segels. Okay, segel, segel, segel. So keshet is rainbow. If I want to say my rainbow, look at the changes in the vowel points. The segel go, and they're changed into different pointings. Now you do not say kesheti. Okay, this is a total makeover here. Hashti, hashti. Most of the segel-segel will be taking this form, okay? Patak, Shava, and then the Hirik Yod. Keshet, okay? Kashti. Now, Sefer. Sefer is book. Okay? Ari, my book. Let's say Melech. Melech king. I want to say my king. Malki. All right. So here, the next word is Ish. This one is Ish. And I want to say my husband. Ishi. Okay. My husband is Ishi. There's another word for husband, and it is Baal. So Baal, you know, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, the Baal in the Old Testament, you know, the one that they worship. But it is actually means owner and husband. So I call my husband Baali, my owner. He owns me. Okay. But Ish is also, it also means husband, so I can call him Ishi, my husband. or my man.
I heard a rabbi once say that Ish is when the husband loves the wife, and Baal is when he's cruel to her.
Well, if you go to Israel, Baal is very common saying.
Maybe they're all mean.
Okay, next word is?
How would you say wife then?
Wife?
Yeah.
Ishti.
Ishti.
Okay, we will go there because there is a change because of the tav. Because Isha. Okay, it has the hay drops, and it's going to be replaced with the tav. Come on in. Okay, so let's read this.
Bayit.
Okay, and if I want to say my house,
Beiti.
Okay, so these words right here, they are in their absolute state. Absolute state. Now, when you add the ending to show possession, okay, it becomes a compound word, actually. My bow, that's the bow and arrow. Keshet is bow, Ish is man, and Bayit is house. My daughter's name is Kish, my older daughter. Kish is actually the father of King Saul and the grandfather of Mordecai. I didn't know that I was going to have a baby girl, but we named the baby Kish, which is a man's name. But she retained it. She's Kish. Yes. And we got that name from Keshet. God's Keshet is what? The rainbow. The bow of God. Kish. Keshet. Okay. See, look at that, the background, that's a rainbow. That's Keshet of God, the rainbow, the bow of God, it's rainbow. Okay, so we know the one CS, first person, common, singular, showing possession is adding the hirik, yod, at the end. Okay, we retain in this word, Keshet, this absolute absolute state of the word. We still have the three root letters and we just add the yod at the end. Okay? And then change the vowel pointing. Now, ish is very easy. All you have to do is add the hirik and then the yod. Ishi, my man. Kashti, my rainbow. Beiti, my house. Okay. So, oops. Now, you're talking to a guy. He's got a horse. You're saying, your horse. How do we say that? Okay. This is sus. Okay. We add the kaf. The kaf sufit. Okay. And this is a kamat. The ah sound. There you go. Here is the formula. Okay. The absolute, I'm sorry, the absolute word, which is sus, you add the kaf sofit, you say suscha, suscha, your horse. You notice this is similar to the independent personal pronoun, ani, beiti, kashti, susi, the e at the end. Second, masculine, singular, you is ata. Look at here, the pronominal suffix of you, second person is ka. Okay, remember that, they rhyme. Ani, in the e, ata, and the ka in suska. Okay, now you probably have heard this, you know the blessing, the Aaronic blessing, Yevarekecha, Adonai veyismerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha. There's a ha, ha, ha at the end, right? Because it's saying, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. You. Ha, ha, ha. Okay? Suscha. So that is the pronominal suffix. Second person, masculine. Meaning you or your. The horse of you or your horse. Suscha. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the second feminine singular independent personal pronoun?
At.
You remember how you write it? At is spelled Aleph, Tav, and then what?
Aleph.
Here. Okay? At. At. Now here, the pronominal suffix, the ending letter, okay, has the same pointing underneath. At. Shabba. Here is susech. You see the shabba right here? Susech. That means you're telling this lady your horse. Susech. So we have what? Susi, my horse. Suscha, your horse. Susech, your horse. All right? I'm going slow. All right. So what, how do I say your house, Levi? If Beiti is my house, I'm saying your house. Beitcha. Beitcha. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So now we know your horse. Now, what about, I want to say, your man? Ish? Ishek. Okay, remember, susech. Susech. Ishek. Okay, let's go back there. Ish, and then we add the we add this shere, and then the chaf sufi. Ishek. Okay. You know what? Let's just use su so you don't get confused. Okay. Let's read this.
Toratecha.
Toratecha. Okay. What is Torah?
Instructions.
Instruction. And when I say Toratecha is, I'm talking to?
Your instruction.
Your instruction. Am I talking to a woman or a man?
Man.
A man, because this is a cha. Now, why didn't I say Toratecha? Okay, there's another. Why did I vocalize this shiva? It's because it is preceded by a long vowel ah, toratecha. Okay, so what is this?
Banuka.
Banech. 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 Okay, if I drop this down, we only have Bet and Noon. What is Bet and Noon?
Son.
Son, Ben. Okay, Ben. When I say Benech,
your son.
Am I talking to Levi or am I talking to Evelyn?
Evelyn.
I'm talking to Evelyn. Benech, your son. Now, if I am talking to Bob, I would say Bincha, your son. Kha. Remember, Kha and Ech. Kha is masculine, Ech is feminine. Let's read this. Chas, chas, decha. If we drop this, so be it, we have chesed. Chesed is?
Loving
kindness or goodness, okay? So, when I say chas decha, what is this? Your loving kindness is better than life. Okay? Kasdecha. Am I talking to Bob or am I talking to Evelyn?
Bob.
To Bob. Kasdecha. Your goodness, Bob. Your goodness, Jerry and Rip. Okay. So we're getting it? I'm very slow. We're not going to finish anything tonight.
So is it accurate to say for a son, if it's yours, like my son,
Beni. Exactly. Okay. My son, Ben. My son is Beni. Okay, my son. All right. So let's talk about the third person. Third person, masculine, singular. 3MS. You see here? 3. Okay, because we're... this guy is talking about his horse. There are variation here. It is sus-so. Sus-so. Okay, you can spell it this way, or you can spell it this way with a vowel. Most of the time, it is with a vowel. Okay, you don't see this much with the hey at the end. So what I wanted you to do is focus on the vowel. Okay, focus on the vowel. Because, let me see if I can find it. You see here? It has the vav here on the third person. Mm-hmm. All right, third person. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so what do you mean by suso?
His horse.
His horse. His horse. So let's say that the word I'm talking about is the word shalom. Shalom. I want to say his peace. His shalom. How are we going to say it? Okay, by applying this.
Shlomo.
Which is Solomon's. The name Solomon means his peace. Shlomo is the son of David. Okay, the king who had 1,000 wives, right? He didn't have peace after that. Okay, his name is Shlomo, his peace. Okay. So this is the form for third person, masculine, singular, pronominal suffix that we need. Okay? All right. So I want to say her horse. Susa. Okay, now there is a confusion here. Sus is what?
Horse.
And that is masculine. Okay, masculine singular. This is MS. But I want to say a mare, I would say what? Susa. Susa is a feminine singular horse. Now we have Susa, her horse. The only difference is that her horse, Susa, has a mapik. A mapik right there. Same. The mapik means that it is a third person, okay, feminine that is owning something. Okay, that mapik is the one that indicates possession. Okay, it's not a female horse; it's her horse. Okay, so Susa. So I want to say her piece. If Shlomo is his piece,
Shloma.
Oh, okay. Kol hakavod, very good. If I want to say her son.
Ben-ha.
If I want to say his husband. Her husband. Isha. Very good. You're getting it. Okay, so we're done with my and your and her and his. So we're going to go to the next one. Oh, wait a minute. Let's not do that yet. Okay, so let's do the example first. Can we read this? Berito. What is berit?
New.
Berit is? covenant. Brit Hakadasha. Brit is covenant. And when we remember, when we add the vav at the end, okay, with the holem, it's the O sound. Brito is his covenant. It's right here. There's the answer right here. Okay. Let's read this. Okay. Kapecha. Palm. Okay. So what is kapecha? Your palm. I'm talking to Levi. Ha. Remember the ha ending? The E ending, the ha ending, the ech ending, the O ending, and the A ending. Okay? All those. First common, second person, third person. Okay. Let's take a look at this. Malka. Malka. Okay? What is Melech?
King.
King. It has the mapik right there, just like the susa, which means her horse. So Malka must be
her king.
Her king. Okay, so this is his, this is your palm. This is her king. And Barito is his covenant. This is third person. This is second person, masculine singular. This is third person, feminine, singular. Again, this is third person, masculine, singular. His covenant. Okay. Now, let's go to first common plural. What is the first common plural on the independent pronouns? Anach. Anachnu. We. Anachnu. We. First person, common, plural, we. Now, if I want to say our horse, we say? Susanu. Very good, Susanu. So, we is anachnu, our is the ending nu. You add that to the noun. And this is the formula, okay? You put sus, which is the absolute state or absolute form of the noun. You put the sere underneath and then add the nu at the end. Susenu, our horse. Okay. If I want to say our king, what is king?
Melech.
If I want to say
nu.
Malkeinu. If I want to say our father, Avinu, that is a different one. You don't do the sere, but the hirik, Avinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Sheba Shamayim Yitkadesh Shimka, our father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Okay, so that is our first common plural pronominal suffix, nu, our. And there's a lot of words out there that in prayers, the Jewish prayers, that ends with the nu. Because, you know, when you... Oh, sorry. It's okay.
They're running down the hall, sorry.
Okay. I thought I was the one who's loud. They're the one. Okay. So the Jewish prayer actually has a lot of nu. Because it's a community. Our Father, our King, our Father, our King. Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. So let's see here. Let's read this. Meko Menu. Okay? The word here. The absolute word here, the absolute form, is makom. But I want to say our place. So it's mekomnu, mekomenu. Our place, mekomenu. Okay, can we read this? What is am?
People.
People. Okay, if I want to say our people, you see the form here? Amenu, very good. Our people. But if I want to say my people, Ami. Ami is my people. Remember the E ending. First common singular. You know what? I forgot to do attendance. Okay. All right. So let's read this. Adon. What is Adon? Lord or Master. If I want to say our Lord, Adonainu. Adonainu. Okay. You put the sere underneath the nun and then add the nu. Adonenu. Okay. Adonenu. Here is Amenu, our people. Adonenu is our Lord. Aha. Very good. See here. Now we go to second masculine plural, 2MP. I want to say your, okay, I'm talking to a bunch of men. What is you, plural, at pem, with the M at the end, right? So in the pronominal suffix, it's also the ending M sound. If I want to say you guys, Levi, Rick, Jerry, and Bob, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking about a one horse only, okay? And that one horse belongs to these four guys. I will say, Sus, Chem, Sus Chem, okay? Your horse, Jerry and Bob, your horse, Sus Chem. It is rhyming with atem, which is you, plural, masculine. Got it? All right. I think I have to slow down a little bit more. Okay. So we have the nu, and now we have the chem. Chem. Sus chem. Your horse. I am talking to guy, a bunch of guys who own one horse. Sus chem. All right. So next, I'm talking to a bunch of ladies right here. They own one horse. Susken. Your horse, Susken. And this rhymes with you, feminine, plural, aten. Okay? Atem, chem. Aten, ken. So, Susken, your horse. You ladies, you own one horse, Susken. Okay, let's see here. Now we're talking about them, the next room, okay? A bunch of men inside the other room, they have one horse. And we're talking about their horse is? Susam. Their horse. The ending am, okay? The third masculine plural is what? Independent personal pronoun is hem. But in the pronominal suffix, it is am. It's still similar, am and em, okay? Their horse. Those men next door, they have a horse. Their horse. Susam means their horse. Okay, now there's a bunch of ladies next door. They own one horse. I would say their horse is?
Susan.
Susan, that is similar to your name. Susan. Is horse. We have Susan here.
So does that name come from that?
And this is how you write your name.
Is it really?
Yes. Susan. Unless you want to use the scene.
Because it has the S sound also.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is Samek. Samek and Sin have the same sound.
Yeah.
Okay?
So does Susan actually mean their horse? Like the name?
Their horse.
Mm. Like does it translate over to the English name?
Could be, yes, because of the root word sus. or Soshan. It could be Soshan. I would go with Soshan. Soshan means lily.
Oh, that's
pretty. Lily. Soshanim, lilies. Okay? The word Soshan is a place in Persia. Susa. The capital of Persia during the time of Esther, right? Do you remember that? Okay? In the citadel. The citadel of Persia is Susa, which is Shusha. Sushan. Okay. Let's see here. Let's talk about the Hebrew greetings. Okay. This is ma. Can you say ma?
Ma.
Ma can be what or how. Okay. Now here it is how. Ma. Can we read this? Shalom. Shalom. Okay. If I want to say how is Levi's peace, or how is he doing, or how is his completeness, I would say, I'm talking to Levi, what do I add at the end of the word shalom? Cha. Ma shalom cha.
Tov
toda. He said, good, thank you. So if you want to say to a man, how are you, you say, ma shalom cha, how are you, you add the cha here. Second person, masculine, singular ending cha. Ma shlom cha. Okay? You add this, the kaf, sofit, and then the vowel point, chamatz. Okay? Ma shlom cha. Now, if I want to say, how are you to Anne, how would I say that? Ma shlomech. You see this? You see this? The ech. You add, you put the sere here, the two dots here, and then you add the chav sofit with the sheba. Marsh lo mech. Maybe I should write that? Yes? Thank you, Evelyn. Okay. Okay, ma. There is a bob there? Yeah, forgot the bob. Hold on. Mashlom ha. Okay? I made this big to emphasize it. Okay? Shalom ha is how are you to a man, right? So this is to MS. Second masculine, singular. If I want to say ma, how are you to Anne? I would change this. And this is to Sere. Ma shlom mech. Okay. Now I am talking to a bunch of men. And I want to say, how are you guys? What is the ending?
Oh.
What is the ending? How are you guys? How are you? How do I say that in Hebrew? What is the ending of the second masculine plural?
Chem.
Chem.
Maslom
chem. Okay. This is second person masculine plural. How are you guys? Here is the ending here, chem, mashlom chem. I want to ask a bunch of ladies, how are they? How are you, ladies? I say, mashlom chen. Second person, feminine plural, mashlom chen. Now, if I wanna say, how is he? How is he? Third person. How is he? Ma? Mashlomo. How is his peace? How is his peace? How is he? So all I have to do is add, okay, either the hey, the holim hey, or the vav here. Okay. Mashlomo. How is he? Now, I want to say, how is she? Mashloma. This is the ending. Okay? You add this ending to here. So you will add, how is she, would be like this. This is 3FS, third person feminine singular. Remember the mapi. Okay, mashloma. How is she? Okay, and how is me? Mashlomi. My peace is shlomi. And remember the word, the name Salome? Uh-huh. That's shlomi. My peace. How are we? Mashlom? Nu. You add the nu at the end of the shalom. Mashlom nu. How are we? How are they? Mashlom mam. Okay, you add this as a suffix. Okay. How are they women? Mashlom man. Women. They. Bunch of women. Mashlom man. Okay. So this will help if I send it to you, huh?
Yes.
Send it to you. Okay. Oh, let's take a 10-minute break. Yes, I know. Time is so short when you're having fun. Are you having fun? Oh, I sent this to you.
Yes.
I will check attendance. Yvonne? Oh no, no Yvonne today. She wasn't here.
Your Shabbat tomorrow night?
At my house.
Do you still invite us? I mean,
oh, yeah.
May I come?
Sure.
I have a friend who's asking me. I said, let me ask the teacher. I don't know.
Let me...
Give me the address.
Uh-huh.
Every second and fourth, right?
Yes.
Should we bring something to share?
Sure. Something healthy.
Something healthy?
I am vegetarian, yeah.
Oh, you're vegetarian?
Yes.
Oh, okay, let me think about something.
Where do you live?
I live in Rancho Bernardo.
Oh, okay. You're not too far away.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you take 15, where do you get off?
Take 15 and then exit on Mercy Road.
Okay.
You just take a right on Mercy Road, and then it go down the hill. If you hit Black Mountain Road, you
yes.
went too far.
Oh, before the Black Mountain Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do? Make a right turn or left turn?
You can only take a left turn.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Hito?
Hito Koi.
Oh,
no. Hito actually, okay, let me see.
I know where Mercy is, right before Mira
Mesa. Okay, so this is, yes, this is Mercy.
Okay.
Mercy, this
okay.
one.
That's
and
a long
this,
way. Yeah, that's Black
this
Mountain.
Is, this is Black Mountain.
Okay, I see.
Black Mountain.
Okay.
It's not working. And so there's this is Mercy, and this is 15 right here.
Yes.
And then... this one does not have any light.
Okay.
It just You know, but you can take a left here. This is called Chabola.
Okay. It's only one row, so you'll remember, right?
Right. Easy, right? Okay, now before Chabola,
yeah.
This road is called Branicol. Okay. After Branicol, okay, this is Branicol, and this is Kika. Kika Court.
Kika. So the third one.
Yes, okay, and this is 15, when you turn,
going west,
there is another, okay, before you get to Kika Court, there is another light here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, another light, I forgot, this is a shopping center here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have KFC here, KFC, you know, the chicken, yeah, over here, so Kika Court, and there's,
another store there, Starbucks. Don't worry, just so we turn on this.
Yeah, and then...
And then what?
And then the very first left is Hito.
Okay.
This go up the hill, and this is Hito.
Okay.
Right here.
And then you're on the left side or what?
On the left side.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. What time do you start?
We start at 7.
7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is for dessert or for meal or what? For doing something?
For fellowship.
Snack. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Finger food.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome. Okay, as you learn how to read, that is the common. I started the same way 6 years ago. Okay, too much. I don't want to turn off the recorder. Okay, let's move on. Continue. Yeah? Right there. I'm looking at the watch. I mean, the clock. Right there. Is everybody here? Oh. She just... who else is... All right. Some of you didn't even stretch. You just... Okay, let's take a look at this matrix. This paradigm. Yeah.
I'm still thinking of the I, so with love, is ahava. So it would be ahava, ahav.
Ahavti.
Wait, say it again.
Ahavti.
Ahavti is I.
Because it ends with a hey. Yeah, the hey drops and the tav takes the place of the hey.
So would it make sense to say
ahavti, my love.
Ahavti ishta. Does that make sense? Wife, my wife.
Oh, okay. Your wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Ishti.
Ishti.
My love, my wife.
So,
or you can say ani ohev ishti.
Ani ohev ishti.
Okay. My wife. Okay. So this is this is the matrix. You see, these are the independent pronouns. Independent personal pronouns. I, you, he, she. We, you, they. Okay, but again, don't forget the gender. Okay, pronominal suffixes. This is my. This is you, masculine. This is you, feminine. This is his. And this is her. Okay? So you notice that there are similarities, okay? That E here and the Ani, the Cha and Ata, the Ech and At, the Shava right there. Okay? The Vav and the Hey right here for the Who. And the Hey for the third feminine singular. Anachnu, same as Nu, we just cut off the Nu from Anachnu and add it to the word and it becomes our. Okay, Atem, Chem, you, masculine, plural. Aten, Chen, you, feminine, plural. Hem, am, them. All right, this is they, this is them, or there, I'm sorry, there. This is they, feminine plural. This is their, feminine plural. Okay, so I believe I sent this to you, right?
Yes.
As an attachment. So memorize it. memorize. Okay, let's take a look at this passage. This is in Genesis 9:13. Let's try to read. Ready? Et kashti natati be anan. Very good. Ve hayeta Ot, very good. Berit, what's Berit? Covenant, Beini, Uvein, Haaretz. Okay. So you notice that the et here, it starts the sentence. Et kashti. My, remember, et is not translated, okay? It is pointing to a what? Definite direct object. What is the definite direct object? Kashti, okay. Et kashti, my rainbow. My bow, right here, my rainbow. Okay, here is the verb, natati. I gave. What did he give? Et kashti. So that's why there's an et here, because he is pointing, the writer is pointing at the definite direct object, kasti. Kasti is definite, it's mine, it's my rainbow, okay? Et kasti natati, my rainbow I gave, okay? Be anan, remember be is preposition, in, Anan is cloud. Anan, cloud. Okay. Vehayeta. This is actually the verb, another verb, just like natati, but this one is a future tense. Vehayeta. And it will be. Okay. What is la? What preposition it is? Is it? To. Preposition to. Okay, and ot is sign, berit is covenant, okay. Beini here is not my son. This is, okay, this is me, okay. In me and between. So between me, between him and what? Haaretz. What is Aretz?
Earth.
Okay. So this is in Genesis 19. God is saying that I have said, okay, here, fill in the blank. My rainbow, kashti, I have set in the clouds, and it will be to laot. Okay. It will be to sign covenant between me and the earth. Okay, that's a sign that he's not going to flood the earth anymore. Okay? All right. So that is the use of the first common singular, okay, my, hashti. You see the hirik and the yod. Okay, so this is the same thing that I showed you earlier. We don't have time for that. So, pronominal suffixes. We don't have time for pronominal suffixes plural. Okay, this unit is going to be talking about horses, my horses, your horses, their horses. So instead of going there, because we don't have time, because I want to teach you the construct chains. Okay, what are construct chains? Here we go. Let's see here. Construct chains. Most languages have some method of combining two nouns so that one of the nouns describes the other. With English compound nouns, the compound noun construction XY can usually be expanded into Y of X. For example, a straw hut could be also called a hut of straw. The off between two nouns, whether written or implicit in a compound, can express a number of different relationships between those nouns, depending on the nouns and their context. Here are the examples, okay? Treehouse. What is a treehouse? It's a place. The house is built in the tree. A treehouse, right? Now, again, straw hut. It's a material. The hut is made of straw. Summer house. The central idea is what? It's time. Okay, the home is visited during the summertime. That's why it's a summer home. Lighthouse. Lighthouse is a purpose. It has the purpose. That's the central idea. So the lighthouse, the purpose is it sends out light. Okay, it's very helpful for the Navy people. Police car. Okay, it shows what? Possession. Whose car is it? The police. So you don't chase the police car. Okay, so let's take a look. Here we go. A treehouse, a lighthouse, and a straw hut. You notice that these are two nouns. One is describing the other. It's not an adjective describing a noun, but it is a noun describing a noun, right? Now, in Hebrew, there is no such thing as the classical Hebrew. There's no of, the preposition of. Like, the house of straw, or the car of the police. There's no preposition of. Okay, let's take another example here. This is the police car, and this is what? A fire hose. Okay? Is the hose made of fire?
No.
For me, it is what? A fire hose is a what? Purpose, maybe? Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look. Let's read this. Ready? Aron. Etz is tree or wood. Okay? Where do you get your wood? From the tree, right? So it's etz. Aron is chest. Okay? So, a wood chest or a chest of wood. Now, in Hebrew, look. Aron, etz. These are two nouns. Okay? What kind of chest it is it? It's made of wood. So, it is a chest of wood. There is no of here. There's only two words here. Okay, look at this in the English. Chest of wood. In Hebrew, aron etz. Okay, now, aron on its own is can stand alone, okay? And etz can stand alone. But when you put it together, aron of what? Aron of, a chest of? Here's a chest. Okay, just a chest. And then I have another word that has is connected to another word, etz. So aron is just off. So there are two states of a Hebrew noun. One is an absolute state, and one is a construct state. Aron, chest, is an absolute state. Aron, with the S, becomes chest off. Okay, that chest off is a construct state. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, chest off, king of, mother of, father of. Okay, so that is a construct state. Okay, let's read this. Ready? Har. Sinai. What is Har? Mountain. What is Sinai? Sinai. So this is Mount Sinai. Mountain of Sinai. Okay? Okay, so let's read this. Ner Elohim. I want to suggest, I recommend that you remember this word, Elohim, because this appears, this word appears in the Tanakh all the time. So when you see this, oh, that's Elohim, okay? What is Ner? Is it menorah? Ner is a lamb, okay? So Ner Elohim is? Lamp of God. Lamp of God. Okay, let's read this. Keli. Keli. Keli is this. It's a vessel right there. Keli. Nechoshet. Very good, Madai.
Yeah, but
Keli.
I don't know the
meaning. Nechoshet is bronze. Keli is vessel. So this is vessel of
bronze.
Okay, the vessel is made of bronze. Okay, so let's see. So this is the construct chain. All right, so let's see. Let's read this. Ben Bethuel. Who is Bethuel? The son of Bethuel is Laban. Laban is the brother of who? Rebecca? Laban is the mother of Leah and Rachel. Okay, Bethuel is the father. Okay, so you see Ben Bethuel. What is this, by the way?
Son of.
No, this one. It's a makep. Okay, makep. The reason why the makep is there is because the Masoretes want us to read this as a one unit. Ben Bethuel. Okay. So this is also a construct chain. Sometimes this is your clue, the makep. Okay. This is your clue that this is also is a construct chain. Two nouns connected to each other. Okay. So the word ben on its own, you see here? The word ben on its absolute state has a sere. You see this? But when it is in a construct state, when it is attached to another noun to form a construct chain, it reduced to a segol. It's a short e instead of a long e. Okay, so this is Ben Bethuel. Okay, so when you see this form with the segol underneath, this word Ben with the segol, this is son of. This is in its construct state. It doesn't mean anything, son of who. But Ben is absolute, son. Okay, Ben Bethuel now becomes a definite definite noun. Whose son? Bethuel's son. Okay, so that becomes a definite Now, all construct chains, okay, two words connected to each other becomes a definite noun. Okay? Let's see here. Just like Ben, the sere is reduced to sego. When you have a noun with this vowel point kamatz, which is a long a, when it is connected to another noun to form a construct chain, the kamatz is reduced to patah, right here. Kamatz to patah. Long a sound to a short a sound. Let's read this.
Yam su.
Yam su. Okay. Yam is sea. Okay. With the kamatz, with the long a vowel point, this is sea. It's in an absolute state. But when it has a patah, a short a vowel point, this becomes sea of. Doesn't mean anything. Sea of what? Suf. Yam suf. Suf is what?
Reed.
And they, in English, they translated it to the Red Sea. It is supposed to be sea of reeds. You know what reeds are?
Yeah.
Grass. Okay, and they thrive in the what river is that? The Nile. Okay, and also the red in the sea that they cross. What is that?
Red
that the Red Sea.
Sea.
Yes, reed, sea of reeds. So this is in English is sea of reed, suf, but it's supposed to be reeds in English. It makes sense because there's a lot of them. Okay, sea of reed. All right, that Moses what divided right there when they crossed the Red Sea. They crossed the sea of reeds. Yam suf. Okay, so you will notice here there are two nouns here. Can we read this? Hechal. The chaf here is the cha sound. And how do we read this? Same thing, hechal. Now, this is in a construct state because this is reduced. This is in the absolute state. Palace. This one is the palace of. Means nothing. This is palace. Palace of. And you can tell if it is in a construct state when it has a reduced a vowel. This is the absolute state. Hechal. Hechal. Palace. Palace of the king. Okay? So next example, let's read. Mishpat. And this one? Mishpat, same thing. Which one do you think is in a construct state? The one with the patah. The one with the reduced vowel. Okay, so let's see this one. Ready? Kochav. Kochav. And this one? Kochav. Which one is in the construct state? This one, because it has the reduced vowel. Kokav is star. Okay, so this one is a star. This one is star of. A star of Bethlehem, maybe. Mishpat. Mishpat is judgment or a sentence. This is, the root word is shapat, which means to judge. Okay, similar to Dan. This is where this is the root word of the name Jehoshaphat. Or Jehoshaphat. What is it in English?
Jehoshaphat.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's the root. Yes.
I thought that reduced vowels had a hatet.
Okay. Reduced, okay, what I'm saying is it's reduced from the kamatz. Okay, Now, if you want to reduce this patah, it becomes a hatep patah. You add this. But you don't. Because most of the time, this is under a guttural. Mm-hmm. Okay, guttural likes the hatep patah. Mm-hmm. But these are not gutturals. Okay? So let's take a look. Okay. Here's another example of the reduction from the from the absolute state to the construct state. Let's read this.
Navi.
Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Atishvi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Giladi. I'm sorry. Navi is
prophet.
Okay, so this is the absolute state of the word Navi. It's absolute form. Navi, a prophet. But look, here is another form of reduction from Chamatz to Shava. Nevi. So this one becomes prophet, a prophet of. This one is prophet, a prophet, but this is means nothing, a prophet of Israel, maybe. Okay, Nevi. Okay, so let's read this. Levav is heart. Levav. You see, this is a different reduction here. The serer is reduced to a shavah, and the kamatz was reduced to a patak, levav. This levav here is the absolute state. Levav here is the construct state. This means heart of. This one means a heart. Okay, let's read this. This is a von. This is a vav with a colon. So this is avon. It means transgression or sin. Okay. Similar to sin. Avon. Transgression. You see, this is what I'm talking about, Jerry. Ayin is guttural, right? See, when it was reduced to a construct state, because this is a guttural, it took the hatup patak, instead of just a patak. Okay? Ayin loves patak. Okay? Yes?
So in other words, when you say reduced, it's going from like a long vowel to a short vowel?
Correct.
As opposed to the term of reduced, which is
correct.
A third vowel?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Sorry about that. Okay, so I want to read an example here. We're not going to go there. Okay, let's try to read this. Ready? Va. Vatiten. Ooh, we have et. So next is going to be a definite object, right? Hamat. Let's break this in syllables. Hamat. Amim. Hamat amim. Okay. Et. Ooh, we have another et here. So there is a definite object here coming up. Yes, there is, because this is ha. Halechem. Okay, halechem. The, what is lechem? Bread. Okay, the bread. Okay, let's read this. Asher. Asata. Asata, Yad, Yaakov.
Bena.
Oh, we have a lot of things here. We have et, direct object marker. Okay, because the next word is has the article the. Okay, and then there's another one. Et, what? A definite object here. Okay, halechem. So let's take a look. Vatiten et ha matamim. Ta'am. This is the root word. Teit, ayin, and mem. Ta'am means tasty. Remember, we sang ta'amu. Uri'u kitob Adonai. Ta'amu is taste. This is hamata'im, the tasty. Okay? Or the tasty food. This is implied that they're talking about tasty something to eat. Tasty food. Okay? Vatiten is, and she gave the tasty food and halechem. And the
bread.
Asher is a relative particle. That, okay. What did she give the lechem? That is what, asata, that she made. Okay, this word asata means she made. Okay, what is yad? Hand. Okay, the absolute state of yad is this, with the hamas. Yeah, hand, a hand. But look at this. This is a patak. So this is a construct state. Uh-huh. Now the be here is preposition in. So this is in hand of. Because this is in a construct state. In hand of who? Yaakov. Yaakov. Okay. We're talking about Rebecca here. Who is the mother of Rebecca? I mean, the mother of Jacob. Rebecca. The mother of Jacob is Rebecca. Okay. So here at the last word is Ben. Ben is son. Whose son? Her son. See the mapik? Remember Susa, her horse? Okay, this is Ben. Bena. This is not Benhan. This is Bena, her son. So when we translate it, and she gave the tasty food and the bread that she made into or in hand of Jacob, her son. All right. So we're talking about the construct chain. This is the construct chain. Hand of Jacob. Yad Yaakov. Okay. Lechem. You remember the word Bethlehem?
Yes.
Where Jesus was born? House of
bread.
Very good. Okay.
Sorry, one question. Where's the she part again in the first sentence?
Okay.
The she. Independent personal pronoun. Where is that in that word?
Independent personal pronoun. You do not see it. You do not see he here.
She.
Oh, she here. He. As in, she is he. Okay, we will talk about this. This is actually asata. This is a complete sentence. She made. The she here is implied. Okay, you do not say he asa. No, asata. This is called, in about 3 weeks, we are going to talk about the conjugation of the verbs. This is when we're going to say, we're going to form, or, I'm sorry, memorize. He walked, she walked, you walked, we walked, I walked. We will memorize those. Okay, see here, batiten, here, this is the verb. And she gave. The word natan. Remember the word natan lanu? Natan? Yeho natan? Yeho which is Yodei Vavei Natan. Lord, the Lord gave. But you're going to ask me, where's the noon? Why is only tav? You see that there?
Mm-hmm.
The noon is hiding inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because the noon is a very weak letter, very weak consonant. Okay? Now, remember, Bayomer Adonai, Bayomer, okay? And he said, Bayomer, it's not, and this one is Batiten, and she made. The tav here is actually your clue that this is a female. Okay? And this one, Asatar, the hay here is your clue that this is also a female. She made. She gave. Okay? This is called a vayiktol, and this is called a katal. This is a past tense, and this is also a past tense in a narrative. Not, we're not going there yet.
Thank you.
Okay, sometimes, here's another, okay, another formula. Okay, there are words like this word, yet up. Please read it.
Yeah.
Yated. Yated. That is a yated. It's a peg. A peg. Right there. Okay, you see that? Okay, it's a peg right there. Yated. Yated is the absolute state, absolute form of the noun. But if it becomes, but if you connect it to another noun and make a construct chain, you see how it changes? The kamatz becomes a shavah. That sere becomes a patach. This is a little bit complicated. Okay. And so, let's read this. Yetad. From yated to yetad. Yetad is peg of. Means doesn't mean anything. Peg of. This one is a peg. This is a peg of. Ohel. What is Ohel? Tent. It's a tent peg. A tent peg. Or a peg of a tent. Okay? Yetad Ohel. So, more for you to memorize. Okay? This is another form. But you know, our point here is not to look for this. Oh my goodness, I need to change that. No. Okay? When you start reading, this is just going to come next. You know, it's going to be, it's automatic. That's what happened to me. You know, I'm like, I was so nervous, especially when it's time for midterm and finals. And then when I got my final and midterm, oh my gosh, piece of cake, you know. It's because you're not going to deal with this. No, I didn't deal with this during my finals. Okay. Let's try this. We have 15 minutes. We will find out which one is in a construct state, and which one is in the construct, in an absolute state. Let's read this. Zaken. And this is? Zekan. Which one is in the absolute form? This one is the absolute state. I'm sorry, not form. Absolute state. This one is in the construct state. So this is old man. Zaken is old man. So Zekan is old man of. Okay, see here? There he is. Okay, let's read this. Kevad. And let's read this. Kaved. Okay, what is Kaved? Kaved has two meanings. Kaved is glory. Okay, so if this is glory, the absolute state, kevad is glory of. Okay, glory of. Kaved, glory. Kevad, glory of. Or liver. Kaved, means liver. Kebad, liver up. Okay. When glory, when the glory of the Lord fell in the temple, okay, you feel the heaviness, right? It's heavy. The Shekinah, the glory. The Lord's heavy. Do you know that the heaviest organ in the body is the liver?
Really?
Yes. That's why it's called liver. Fun. All right. Let's see. Let's read this one.
Shechan.
And this is?
Shechan.
The root word is shechan, to dwell. Okay. Mishkan is a dwelling place. Let's find out the meaning of shechan. I forgot. Shechan should be, can you try word shechan? Okay, the root word shechan, where we get mishkan, which is the tabernacle.
Okay.
This is also where you get the word Shekinah. Not Shekinah. Please don't say Shekinah. Shekinah. Uh-huh. Shekinah is the presence. You know that. You know the heaviness of God's glory. Shekinah. Okay. Shekinah. Oh, okay. This would be also presence. There you go. This is presence. Shechen is presence. Shekinah is presence. Oh, very good. Going Mishkan. All right, let's see. Let's read this. Very good. Bemakom. Kadosh. Be'achel. Ba. Sar. Ohel. Moed. Do you remember the word moedim? Okay, it is also it means festivals or meetings, appointments. Okay. All right, Moed or Ohel Moed is a place of meeting or a tent of meeting. That's a tabernacle, okay? So here we have a construct chain here. Makom Kadosh. The be here is preposition in, okay? In, makom is place. In place of holiness. Okay? So when you want to translate that in English, you want to make it smooth, you say in the holy place or in the place of holiness. Okay? Te'achel. Okay, this is second person. I'm talking to a second, to another person, masculine. Te'achel is you shall eat. Okay? Oh, wait a minute. Te'akel is a different binyan. Shall be eaten. Okay. Bach katsar. Katser means outside. Okay. Or I'm sorry, a courtyard. Ba here is in the. Katsar is courtyard. Ohel is tent. Moed is meeting. So this one also is a construct chain. Ohel Moed. Tent of meeting, right here, okay? Right here. So, place of holiness shall be eaten, okay? In the courtyard, so right here. What are they talking about? The burnt offering. Very good.
So, when did they get the term tabernacle if it's almost similar?
Mishkan?
No, the
Oh, okay. Mishkan.
Mishkan.
Oh, the Ohel. They're talking about the what it's made of. It's made of a tent.
Right.
Yeah, tent of meeting. It's also called Mishkan at the same time. Yeah. It's just like in English. We have terms, you know, several terms for one item. You know, pen and pencil, maybe, or books. What is books? Literature.
Church and sanctuary. Like that.
Yeah, sanctuary. There you go. Okay, this one is the other form of construct chain. All right. This is the absolute state of the word queen in Hebrew. Can we read this? Malka. Malka. This is queen. If I want to say queen of, I will not say Malka. Queen of Sheba, okay? I'm not going to say Malka Sheba. I will say Malkat Sheva. Okay, so what's going to happen with the feminine words, with the feminine nouns, like Malka, the hey here, you see that hey? It drops. And it is replaced with the tav. So now we will read it Malkat. This is your clue that this is in, is this word is in a construct state. And then here's the makef again. The Masoretes wants us to read this as one unit, Malkat Sheva. What is Sheva? Queen of Sheva. Who is the queen of Sheva? The one who visited Solomon, remember? And then took a lot of gold and stuff with her. And went back to Sheba, and Sheba is what? Ethiopia, right? That's why there's a bunch of Ethiopian Jews. Okay, so you also notice that the long A sound here is reduced to a short A, patah. Okay? Malkat Sheba, queen of Sheba in English. Okay, so let's take a look at other nouns that ends in hey and becomes a construct state. Okay. Let's start with this. Let's read this. It's a trick one. It's a tricky one. Okay. This is not kachma. This is kochma. This is the O sound. Okay. This is unaccented syllable. The accent is on the ma. Ma. Ah. So unaccented syllable. When you see the kamat, it is the O sound. This is called hatuf kamat or a kamatz katan. Chokma. Chokma is wisdom. Okay? So because it has a hey ending and it is feminine, the hey drops. We replace it with the tav. It becomes chokmat. Wisdom of Solomon. Chokmat Shlomo. Okay, so let's read this. Ola. Ola is burnt offering. Okay, so I want to say burnt offering of. The hay drops, and you replace it with a tav. And it is now becomes what? Olat. And the kamas becomes a? Patah. Olat. Burnt offering off. That is now becomes the construct state of the noun olah. Okay, olah, burnt offering. Olat, burnt offering off. It's not complete. Okay, let's read this. Tefillah, very good. What is tefillah?
Prayer.
Prayer. This is the absolute state, prayer. I want to say prayer of David. Tefillah David. Okay, so you drop the hay, okay, and you place the tav, it becomes prayer of. Tefillah. Is that the Herod right there?
that right?
Yes.
Okay. Tefillah. Tefillah. Prayer of David. Tefillah David. And there's a lot of them in the book of Psalms. All right, so we've got 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, so you notice these are all singular nouns. Next week, we're going to talk about the construct state of the plural nouns. Like Elohim. Elohim. How do you spell Elohim? Is that correct? Elohim, right? Elohim. Okay. Elohim is plural, right?
Yes.
How do I say God of using Elohim? Elohei. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor, Adonai El Elyon, Bo Melka Ben Molim, Bekonei HaKol, Bekafei Avos. You want to memorize Hebrew, you sing it. That's why we sing it. Okay. That is God of Elohei Abraham, God of
Abraham.
Elohei Yitzhak, God of Isaac. Elohei Yaakov, God of Jacob. And that is our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Okay, so next time we're going to deal with the plural noun. Elohim is always plural. But El, that is also God, but it's in the singular form. But we refer to our God as Elohim. Okay? Because we know He is the God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Plural. All right. Praise the Lord. It's 9 o'clock. And we're supposed to finish the plural nouns tonight, but we didn't. But it's okay, because I do not want to fry your brains tonight. How is the, is it, am I too fast?
No,
it's just okay. Very good. I actually listened to the recording. Did you guys go online? Go to my mother? Yeah, these are all recorded. And you, but the only thing with the recording is that you do not see anything. You just hear me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, how do you get on?
Do
you
want
to email?
I'll email you. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
So you can do it.
Oh, that's the recording. I didn't know that.
Hello, hey. All right. Let's all stand and let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Avinu, our Father. Malkeinu, our King. Elohei Abraham, God of Abraham. Elohei Yitzchak, God of Isaac. Elohei Yaakov, God of Jacob. We thank you. We love you. It's so much fun to learn about the original text because there's so much in there. There's so much richness. So, Father, we give our brains to you today.
Yes.
We give our hearts and we give our will. And, Lord, please bless our hearts that want to search more of you, that want more of you, Father God. That's why we're doing this. So, Lord, we pray that, I pray, Lord, that you give each one a safe travel back to their homes, to their families. And we will see each other again next week. And we are excited to learn more about this beautiful Tanakh, this beautiful Bible of us, of ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably be close.
And they want to go be somewhere again.
My classes took me four plus years.
4 years, so plus 4 years teaching, so it's 8 years.
Oh, no. I started in 2012 at the Hebrew University. But before I enrolled at Hebrew University, I was already reading.
Oh, and
writing.
You already
yeah.
had a little
yeah.
paper.
It was self-study first. Yeah. That's why my first level of Hebrew, I was totally bored. Because I was already reading, and my classmates were like,
okay,
I was sitting there like, oh, come
wait,
on.
Wait,
I already know this. Move on to the next.
Say that to Steve.
Okay.
Send them off.
Wow. Self-study, that's great.
Yeah. Study on your own.
Wow.
I immersed myself like crazy, and dreaming all the conjugation.
Oh, yeah.
Mark was
there mad. Must be the passion.
Even in my dreams, I was like,
we had to have passion.
That almost sounded Catholic.
People didn't understand. Why are you doing that? Why? I don't know.